From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Obama is in Vietnam and travels to Ho Chi Minh City, formerly Saigon, today. Earlier this morning in Hanoi, he spoke of the benefits of closer ties between the two former Cold War adversaries.
Our peoples are now closer than ever before. Our trade has surged. Our students and scholars learn together. We welcome more Vietnamese students to America than from any other country in Southeast Asia. And every year, you welcome more and more American tourists.
While touting the benefits of a Trans-Pacific Free Trade Pact, Mr. Obama acknowledged the differences remaining over human rights, suggesting that upholding free speech, assembly, and religion are universal rights and will not threaten the country's stability. Mr. Obama met earlier with several rights activists, although some were prevented from attending his speech. The World Health Organization condemned Monday's bombing at a hospital in the Syrian coastal city of Jabla, which killed more than 40 people and damaged the facility so much patients had to be transferred elsewhere. The explosion was one of a series of car bombs and suicide attacks in the two normally quiet Syrian coastal cities that killed more than 150 people and are claimed by the Islamic State. The U.S. condemned the attacks by the IS group, also known as Daesh. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesperson.
We're obviously going to continue efforts to destroy Daesh in the region. We understand that Daesh represents a threat that is palpable to all in Syria and in Iraq. I think what it highlights is the need, urgent need, to get a political process moving forward that can resolve the civil war in Syria so that all parties can turn their attention to Daesh.
Daesh claimed the targets and said they were part of the Alawite minority. This is VOA News. IS terrorists on Monday claimed responsibility for a pair of suicide bombings outside an army recruiting center in Yemen's southern city of Aden, as well as outside the Badr army base that killed more than 40 people. Greek authorities began the evacuation of an informal refugee camp in Idomeni this morning at dawn. At least 400 police officers were sent into the camp, which houses an estimated 8,400 people. Greek authorities promised no force will be used in evacuating the refugees, but what is different about this evacuation is that Greek authorities have confirmed the locations of 9 camps where the migrants are being sent, so that the migrants know where they're going and that new camps are ready for them. More protests in Kenya's Electoral Commission took place in several cities on Monday. In Nairobi, riot police fired tear gas and water cannon to disperse about 100 demonstrators before they could get close to commission headquarters. Other protests against electoral bias took place in Kisumu, where reports say one person was killed, as well as Mombasa and Kakamega. Protesters want the commission disbanded before next year's elections. Iraqi forces say they have retaken agricultural areas of Garma outside of Fallujah, the western Iraqi city held by Islamic State. On Sunday, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced a combined ground force has begun an offensive to retake the city. There are hundreds of IS militant fighters in Fallujah, and the offensive to capture it is expected to last several weeks. Meanwhile, UN officials are concerned about the fate of thousands of families who may be still trapped in the city. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has issued a call for better international cooperation in sharing the burden of addressing the world's largest humanitarian crises.
Birleşmiş Milletler verilerine göre dünyada en çok sığınmacıya...
Mr. Erdogan spoke Monday in Istanbul at a two-day UN summit that convened against the backdrop of a massive migration into Turkey of Syrian and Iraqi civilian fleeing years of war. Analysts say the presence of 3 million migrants on Turkish soil makes the country the world's largest host of displaced people, part of what the United Nations calls the worst humanitarian crisis since World War II. South Korea Tuesday said an unspecified number of North Korean workers have fled their jobs in Shanghai, China, and will seek asylum in South Korea. Media reports say 2 or 3 North Koreans fled to an unidentified Southeast Asian nation earlier this month. Last month, a group of 13 North Koreans who worked at a North Korean-run restaurant in eastern China defected to the South. An ongoing flight out of that country. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.